The age-old story. You see, what you're seeing there, madam, is a perfect example of lust versus love. Love will last forever. Lust is generally only lingers as long as it takes to void, or in your case, to irrigate Cupid's quiver. And then it's time to move on. Now, if you confuse lust and love, you're in for a series of divorces and broken relationships. It's okay to be in lust. You're over 21, you do what you want to do. Just be careful, and as long as everybody knows what the rules are, no fuss, no muss. But don't break hearts. Don't leave a littered row of... I mean, hey, I'm no stranger. I mean, there was a time when... I was a very, very, very hungry young man. That's why I married Estelle, out of lust, with love in there. After I zapped it a number of times, the attraction began to fade, and I started looking around. I remember one time we're taking a commuter train, and me and Estelle are sitting there, and this other couple gets on, and I could see Estelle was looking at him, and to be honest with you, I was looking at his wife. And we're sitting there, and we just kind of smiled, said hi. And, you know, you settle into that routine as the train rolls along. But as the train was moving, I was looking at that woman's top-tops and jiggling. And I'm thinking, oh, God, and I can see he's looking at Estelle. But when, you know, right then, the train went into a tunnel, and we were plunged into pitch-black darkness. We come out the other side of the tunnel, and the guy looked at me with a big grin on his face and said, hey, when we were in the dark back there, I kissed your wife. I said, oh, yeah? That's nothing. Here, smell my fingers.
The Grease Man, Stacy